Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance that would increase estimated revenues and appropriations in the General Fund and Public Safety Capital Project Fund to provide supplemental funding for the Kenai Fire Department flooring replacement project. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor recently told the Kenai City Council,
"This is to replace the old carpet that's in there with a tile, something that we can wax and keep cleaner. And the additional appropriation was needed because there's asbestos found for abatement to get rid of the glue on the floor."
A hazardous material assessment was conducted by engineering health and safety consultants at a cost of $4,102 to determine the possible presence and extent of asbestos-containing materials within the project area. Based on the age of the facility, it's been known that asbestos-containing materials have been found within both the Kenai Police and Kenai Fire sites of the building, and as a result, sampling was conducted within the project area, and asbestos-containing materials were identified within the drywall taping compound and the existing flooring mastic within the medical storage area of the station. The drywall taping compound is the primary issue, according to a report, with the removal of over 600 linear feet of cove base required. Abatement, according to memo documents, is only removing a small section sufficient to complete the flooring project, and it's not required to remove all the drywall to the ceiling, which would be a much more intrusive construction effort. However, additional abatement projects will be necessary as future removal work is proposed within the public safety facility. $20,000 was requested to cover the costs of the abatement and to allow the project to be completed as it was deemed a priority project for the Kenai Fire Department. And the current capital improvement plan also has a project set for fiscal year 2026 for $750,000 to address abatement within the remaining areas of the facility. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dianne Feinstein, joined by Senators Dan Sullivan and Maggie Hassan, introduced Bruce's Law, which is named after a young Alaskan, Robert Bruce Snodgrass, who passed away from a fentanyl overdose in 2021. The law aims to bolster federal prevention and education efforts surrounding the dangers of drugs laced with fentanyl. Bruce's Law also authorizes new community-based coalition enhancement grants to help educate young people about the risks of street drugs laced with fentanyl, which would allow drug-free community coalitions to access new funding focuses on fentanyl to try and curb its use. Senator Murkowski said,
"Fentanyl is flowing into America largely from China and Mexico, and it's coming in at an unprecedented rate. So much so that it recently became the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45. And this was in the midst of the pandemic when we were seeing deaths in other areas, but it became the leading cause of death for young Americans. No one has been spared by this growing epidemic. I wish that I could say in Alaska we're far enough away, we're remote, but no. I've shared Bruce's story with you, but he is not the only one. Opioid-related deaths in Alaska, mostly from fentanyl, rose by 71%.
The legislation also authorizes the HHS secretary to establish a federal interagency working group on fentanyl contamination of illegal drugs, which would consult experts, including family members, youth, and individuals working toward recovery to develop opportunities to improve responses to the drug overdose by fentanyl-contaminated drugs incidences, and it would study federal efforts to prevent and minimize drug overdose by fentanyl-contaminated drugs and make suggestions to better educate school children and youth on the dangers of drugs contaminated with fentanyl. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.